Blood's Guards, a Discworld novel from the pen of Terry Pratchett, rendered into dramatic form by Michael Butt, with Martin Jarvis as the narrator, John Wood as Captain Vimes, Melvin Hayes as Nobby, Stephen Thorne as Sergeant Colon, and Death as himself. Episode 1.
This is where the dragons went. They lie, not dead, not asleep, not waiting, because waiting implies expectation. Possibly the word we're looking for here is dormant. Not a cubic inch there is, but is filled by a claw, a talon, a scale, the tip of a tail. It could put you in mind of a can of sardines, if you thought sardines were huge and scaly and proud and arrogant. And presumably somewhere, there's a key. In another space entirely, it is night in Ankh-Morpork, oldest and greatest and grubbiest of cities. A thin drizzle dripped from the grey sky and punctuated the river mist that coiled among the streets. And Captain Vimes of the Night Watch lay folded in the gutter and discussed within himself the fleeting nature of life's pleasures.
What's the matter with you, Vimes? You could have been somebody, you know that. Not Captain of the Watch. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody. Only something went wrong. It let me down. Something let me down. It must have done. Only what was it? Something, I don't know. 12 o'clock and all is well. No, 12 o'clock and all is unwell. Mother. Me old mum. Can you hear me, Mother? Forgive your son.
Stepping over the good captain's recumbent form...
Good grief, watch your feet!
Sorry, Captain. We stand before the venerable buildings of the Unseen University, Premier College of Wizardry. The only light, a faint octarine flicker from the tiny windows of the new high-energy magic building, where even now keen-edged minds are probing the very fabric of the universe.
Is that hurting you?
Whether it likes it or not. And of course, there's a light in the library. The library. The greatest assemblage of magical texts anywhere in the multiverse. It was said that since vast amounts of magic can seriously distort the mundane world, the library did not obey the normal rules of space and time. It was said that it went on forever, that you could wander for days among the distant shelves, that there were lost tribes of research students somewhere in there, that strange things lurked in there and were preyed on by other things that were even stranger. Raw magic crackled from the spines of books, earthing itself harmlessly in the copper rails nailed to every shelf for that very purpose. Faint traceries of blue fire... blue fire crawled across the... Who is that?
Woo!
Sorry. Not many people these days remark upon the fact that the Unseen University is unique among academic institutions in having an ape for its librarian. Yeah, I mean, an actual ape. An adult male orangutan, to be exact. The result of an accident, a magical accident, which is always a possibility where so many powerful books are kept together. And now, as he slept, a hooded figure entered the library, looking for something.
This is it.
Captain!
We're nothing. I could have been something. But now...
What are you looking at? You want to get those shoes oiled, you know.
Do you know? You're only the 10th person to say that to me today. Ah, good grief! Oh, I'm sorry. Did I step on you?
Captain!
Captain!
coming. Yes.
Let me in.
Password.
What?
Password.
Look, it's pissing down out here. Oh, all right. The significant owl hoots in the night.
Yet many grey lords go sadly to the masterless man. Go on.
Hooray, hooray for the spinster's sister's daughter.
To the axe man, all supplicants are the same height.
Yet verily the rose is within the thorn.
The good mother makes bean soup for the errant boy.
What?
The good mother makes bean soup for the errant boy.
Are you sure the ill-built tower doesn't tremble mightily at the butterfly's passage?
Oh, bean soup it is.
And what about the caged whale?
What about it? Oh, the caged whale.
Yeah, the caged whale.
Oh, that's not us. You want the elucidated brethren of the Ebon Knight three doors down.
Well, who are you then?
We're the illuminated and ancient brethren of E.
I thought you met over in Treacle Street.
Yeah, we do as a rule, but there was a mix-up with the booking tonight. The fretwork club's got it, and no one argues with them, I can tell you.
Right. Thanks very much.
Don't mention it. There he is, Sarge.
Captain.
Didn't crow far, did he?
Captain, it's time for duty. 12 o'clock and all is...
We're wasting our energy.
Captain.
Why do we do this? Night after night.
Wake up, Captain!
Yes?
Listen. I'm going to say this once and once only. I am soaked to the skin. If you don't let me in...
Password.
I don't believe it.
Password.
The significant owl hoots in the night, all right?
Yet many grey lords go sadly to the masterless man.
Hooray, hooray for the spinster's sister's daughter.
To the X-Man, all supplicants are the same.
Yet verily the rose is within the
hall. You see, men... What is the watch?
Do what?
Hold him up, Nobby.
I mean, what are we supposed to be? That's what it comes down to. And the answer? Do you know what we are? Nothing.
Yes, sir.
We are dross.
Yes, sir.
We are dung, upholding nothing, defending nothing.
Yes, sir. Dung, sir. You get the idea, Nobby?
Yeah, we're absolute shit. Hold up, sir.
I'll
stand
tell you
up.
Another thing. We have no respect. Are we or are we not a joke?
Yes, sir, a joke.
A very bad joke. We're supposed to uphold the law and thieves get more respect than we do. We're supposed to defend life and the assassins get more respect than we do. A joke.
A joke, sir. Point taken.
And no disrespect intended, men, but as your leader, I've got to ask myself, what kind of man would ever join us?
Quiet, sir.
Here, hold on a minute.
Well, here we are, the bunch of grapes.
Is this a good idea, Sarge?
Ah, brother Fingers. You're wet. Is it raining?
No.
No trouble getting here?
No.
Step forward. Now, dare I hope, did you succeed in your mission?
I got the book.
You got it. You weren't seen.
The librarian was in his pit.
In his pit? Yes. Now, gentlemen, we can begin.
Now pull back briefly from the dripping streets of Ankh-Morpork and focus in again on a young man heading for the city with all the openness, sincerity and innocence of purpose of an iceberg drifting into a major shipping lane. The young man is called Carrot. This is not because of his hair, which his father has always clipped short for reasons of hygiene. It is because of his shape. It is the kind of tapering shape a boy gets through clean living, healthy eating, and good mountain air in huge lungfuls. When he flexes his shoulder muscles, other muscles have to move out of the way first. He is also bearing a sword presented to him in mysterious circumstances. Very mysterious circumstances. Surprisingly, therefore, there is something very unexpected about this sword. It isn't magical. It hasn't got destiny written all over it. It's practically unique, in fact. And now, Ankh-Morpork was before him. It was a little disappointing.
Good evening, sir.
Listen, I don't want no trouble.
Oh, are you expecting, Sam?
Well, I'm just saying, friendly-like, no trouble.
I see. You're the guard, are you?
That's right. Till I can get something better.
Which city is this?
Which... Are you taking the... You're not, are you?
Taking the what?
Ankh-Morpork.
Sorry?
This city is Ankh-Morpork.
Oh. I was sort of expecting towers.
Was you?
Hey, white towers with flags bravely flying. And geraniums.
Geraniums?
In window boxes.
Hey?
I've got a letter from Mr. Lupine. Is it Wince? I can't read it. I've come to join the Night Watch.
Have you? Then you want Captain Vimes.
And where might I find him?
At this time of night? Well, if you don't fancy combing every gutter in the city, try the Bunch of Grapes on Easy Street. What was it you done then?
What do you mean?
Well, you're joining the Night Watch, right? So what was it you done wrong?
You don't understand. I volunteered.
Come again.
I volunteered. Is there something wrong?
I call the unique and supreme lodge of the elucidated brethren to order. Brethren, tonight we have matters of profound importance to discuss. The future of Ankh-Morpork lies in our hands. Our city is enthralled to corrupt men. Do we not know this?
We do.
Corrupt men who wax fat on their ill-gotten gains, while better men are held back. Men like us.
Yeah, only last week I was short-changed by Critchley the greengrocer.
When I complained, you know what he said to me? He said...
It was not always thus in Ankh-Morpork. There was once a golden age.
I mean...
Yes, brother doorkeeper.
You mean when we had kings?
Kings, yes. Everyone believes that since the time of the Great Wars, there are no more kings. But I have good news. Great news. The progeny of kings still exists. Where did I lose you? Offspring, brother doorkeeper. Descendants. Children, all right?
Are you saying... There's an heir to the throne still hanging around.
Yes, I might not use those exact words, Brother Fingers, but in essence, yes, that is what I am saying. Ankh-Morpork needs a king.
But why should he come back? He's probably got a nice little house somewhere, a steady job.
But banished kings do that. They hang around for a couple of thousand years in the outer darkness, and then when the nation needs them...
When the nation is in crisis.
Yeah, in crisis, when the nation is down on its luck.
Then he returns triumphantly, assumes the throne, appoints the right men to the right jobs.
General rejoicing.
Who? Why should he?
If the heir apparent responds to a call for help, I thought we'd established that, Brother Fingers.
What sort of call for help?
Help. Like that. Help. A princess in distress might make a call like that. Help me up here in this tower.
Yes. Let's think about this.
A wicked witch casting evil enchantments.
Yes.
What about a dragon?
What did you say?
I didn't mean it. Like it was a joke.
Say it again, Brother Doorkeeper, for the other brothers.
What about... A dragon!
You mean with wings and scales? And...
Yes.
There ain't none.
But there could be. The book that you so deftly borrowed for us, Brother Fingers, from the university library, is called, you might have noticed, The Summoning of Dragons.
What's it about, then?
The belief that dragons died out is quite wrong. They simply found a new evolutionary niche where they dwell, sleeping, and from which forced hibernation they can be summoned. And whoever summons them is their master. In short, gentlemen, if we want dragons, we can have dragons. I take it then that we are agreed, brethren. You are prepared to practice magic.
Oh, practice. I don't mind practicing, as long as we don't have to do it for real.
I mean carry out real spells. Put the city back on the right lines. Summon a dragon.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
I'm looking for Captain Vimes of the Night Watch.
Are you?
Is he here?
If you say so.
If I say so, landlord, a straight answer would be appreciated.
Would it?
You get a good view from this height, don't you? He's over there.
Captain Vimes.
What do you want?
You are Captain Vimes.
Yes.
Of the Night Watch. I wish to join the watch. I wish to... Captain, you all right?
Are you taking the piss?
I wish to join
the watch. You said. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Anyone who wanted to join the watch would need his head examined.
I suppose that would be for purposes of hygiene.
Go away.
Yes, sir.
You're still there?
Yes, sir.
All right, report to Sergeant Colon at the watch house tomorrow night.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank
and
you.
And now go away.
Yes, sir.
Oh, evening, sir. The usual.
Oh, yes.
And a bag of mixed nuts.
Are we ready, brethren?
Ready for what?
Let us begin the summoning. Brother doorkeeper.
We don't know what to do.
Pardon?
You haven't told us what to do yet.
No, I'm coming to that. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? And you just focus. Concentrate. Think dragons.
Is that it?
Yes, yes.
But I thought...
Brother doorkeeper.
I had expected to be doing some chanting. I like chanting. I joined this society in order to do some chanting, as a matter of fact.
Fine. Do you happen to know any chants?
Mystic prunes.
Runes.
What?
I tell you what, you hum something, the rest of us will pick it up, okay?
Mystic prunes.
Concentrate. Concentrate on all those who have ever despised you, mocked you, kept you down unfairly. Let the sheer weight of your bitterness pour out. Let it flow into the place where the dragons live.
It isn't working. You know that, don't you? We're wasting out.
It was about to be the worst night in his life for Zebo Mooty, thief third class. And it wouldn't have made him any happier to know it was also going to be his last one. Oh, my God, you gave me a fright.
I do apologise. I'm looking for Zebo Mooty.
No, down there. There's your man.
Thank you. Until we meet again?
Don't... Oh, right. No, you're very welcome.
Hello.
Ah! Oh, my God, you nearly scared me to death.
I apologize. Are you Zebo Mooty?
Who wants to know?
I do.
And who are you?
Don't you recognize me?
No, I don't. Now, naff off, will you?
Naff off. I rather like that. It has genuine demotic charm.
I'm working.
And so am I.
Well, this is my patch. Any punter comes through here, he's mine. As agreed by the guild. You want to argue, friend? You'll be arguing with a nail through the end of a plank.
Oh, delightful again. Do you mind if I write that down? Through the end of a plank. Oh, I like it, Zebo. You are Zebo, aren't you? I need to clarify that, since in a few moments identification is going to be problematic. You are Zebo Mooty, then. Thief third class.
I'm not ashamed of it. I'm working my way up.
Oh, absolutely. Shame you didn't have more time.
What do you mean? Someone's coming. Now listen, I need this geezer, right? So you button it. He's coming, and he's mine. Give us your money, or I'll cut you. Oh,
again.
What happened?
You died.
Get out of it.
Look down there. You see that little pile of ash?
Yeah?
That's you.
You mean I'm... Who just thought it? Burnt to death by a...
Come on, then.
What do you mean, come on?
I mean, come on.
Why? What happens now?
We did it! We did it!
Did we?
The dragon came!
I didn't feel anything.
Not here. It wouldn't materialize here, but out there, in the streets. That's where it came.
Oh, I think I felt something.
But only for a moment. A moment. We needed to stay longer. Longer. You know what that means. More magic.
Sergeant Colon?
Sir?
Where is Carrot?
Out, sir.
I have just returned from the palace. Lord Vetinari is displeased. It seems that yesterday afternoon, Carrot arrested the president of the Guild of Thieves.
What for?
For stealing. We've got to get Carrot off the streets, or he'll be arresting the president of the Assassin's Guild next for killing people. Where is he?
Out, sir.
You said that.
With Corporal Nobbs.
You sent him out with Nobby?
Well, I thought he'd show him the ropes,
sir. A raw recruit with Nobby? I need a drink. And I've got to stay sober. Come on.
What are my duties, then, Corporal Nobbs?
Duties? It's a doddle, son. Try all them doors on that side of the street.
Checking if anyone's left their shop unlocked, am I?
Yeah.
I'd love to catch a miscreant in the act.
Would ya?
Where I come from, if a thief is caught, he's hung up by the...
By the what?
By the town hall. Sometimes he's left there for days. My mum says it's too good for him. Stealing is wrong. But they don't do it again, I can tell you.
No. No, they wouldn't.
No one is above the law.
Now, listen. Nowadays, you just ring your bell and you keep your head down. Like this. 12 o'clock and all's well. See?
Can I have a go, Corporal?
12 o'clock and all's well.
Shh, shh, shh. Shut up, will you? You could attract all sorts. Evening, sir.
Woo!
Yeah. How come that monkey's going in the pub?
Why shouldn't he? And don't ever use that word monkey. He hates it.
No, I mean, why is the pub open at this time of night?
Yeah, it's handy, isn't it? Come on. Just got to get past that doorman. Evening, Eutritus. He's what they call a splatter. He's like a bouncer, only more extreme. Now then, your shout, is it?
Strong drink is a mocker!
No, when I say shout, I don't mean... Oh, never mind. Perrier, then? Lemon and ice? Frank, when you're ready.
I better make some notes. How do you spell contravention?
I don't.
I need to know who is the owner, proprietor, lessee or landlord of these premises.
What? Well, Frank's in charge tonight. Why?
Right, Nobby, what are you having?
I'll have a large...
I must inform you that you are under arrest.
Arrest of what, friend?
Under arrest with a view to the presentation of charges. To wit, (1) that on or about the 18th groan at a place called the Mended Drum, Filigree Street, you did A. serve or B. cause to be served alcoholic beverages after the hours of 12 midnight. It is also my intention to lay evidence before the justices with a view to the consideration...
Excuse me. What justices? There ain't no justices. Is he new, Nobby?
Never seen him before.
Right, listen, young man. This ain't personal, right? But, see, we had this professor in here last week, and he was talking about, what's his name, sir? Learning curves. And that's how I want you to think about this when you wake up. If you wake up. Detritus! Get your great stony arse over here, will you? Now... Show this young man the door, will you?
Can't invite him, sir. Carrot's in there. He's fighting.
By himself?
No, with everyone.
We can't leave him in there on his own.
And we can't go and get him, neither.
We can't leave him in there and we can't go and get him. Isn't that typical? Despite all our goodwill, our hands are tied. I mean, if I went in there and said, it's OK, son, I'll take over, what message would he get from that?
There again, we have to ask ourselves, are we deserting a comrade in his moment of need?
He started it!
True. So, should we conclude from that?
Sir! Bloody hell, sir! This detritus, a doorman!
Where?
There, sir, your feet, sir! Unconscious, sir!
Do you think Carrot did that to him? You don't think... You don't think... Sir, you don't think Carrot could be... Winning, Sergeant? Wait a minute. It's time for action. Time for a swift decision. We go in. Don't think about it. Charge!
Are we ready for the summoning?
We are ready, Supreme Grand Master.
Are our wills united?
They are, our great one.
Are our thuribles scrubbed?
Scrubbed them myself.
Very good.
Scrubbed and scrubbed.
Then let the summoning commence.
Till me knuckles bled.
Would you be quiet? Oh, great dragon, hear your master call you. From your centuries of sleep, we bid you come. Now, we bid you come. Come. Now.
Did I do all right, Captain
Yes,
Vines?
Carrot, you did all right.
Dennis Daniel, my old son.
Oh, my mum said...
Your mum? Where is she?
Well, she's at home.
We'll leave her there, then.
Carrot's mum, a toast.
Here's to Carrot's mum.
My mum.
Oh, my God.
Let's hear him.
My mum said I should never go into taverns.
Well, they wouldn't come out, would they? You had no choice.
Yeah, where are we, Captain?
We are proceeding in a wavy line down Sweetheart Lane.
Down Sweetheart Lane.
What? We're in
Sweetheart Lane.
What's wrong with that?
The shades.
Who's that? Who's there?
Captain.
What?
Permission to contemplate my own death, sir.
Refused. Back to back. Remember, we've got Carrot on our side. One for all and all for... One for all
and... Oh, my God. Carrot's asleep.
What the hell is that?
Narrator, Martin Jarvis. Captain Vimes, John Wood. Corporal Nobby Nobbs, Melvin Hayes. Sergeant Colon, Stephen Thorne. Carrot, Robert Gwilym. Supreme Grand Master, Brett Usher. Brother Fingers, Michael Roberts. Brother Doorkeeper, Jeff Nuttall. Landlord of the Drum, Crawford Logan. Death, death. Other parts, members of the cast. Guards, Guards by Terry Pratchett was dramatized for radio by Michael Butt and directed by John Taylor.